Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Minnesota, and I'm joined by Mark.
Mark Wolf.
Are you there?
Yes, in New York. Hello.
Wonderful.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
And I don't think Anne is on yet, but the Blog Talk Radio is having some technical difficulties according to their website tonight, so it's a little hard for some people to get in. And we know that Mercury is starting to slow down. It's in its shadow. It's getting ready to turn retrograde in a week or two. So, yeah, and I already feel that glitch beginning to thicken. Have you begun to notice that, Mark?
Not till just now.
And we are three astrologers, Mark Waltz, Ann Ortley, and myself, who love sharing astrology with you, and we love to see how it affects our daily life, how it affects our metaphysical and our spiritual path, how it affects our politics, and it's a language that goes across the many parts of our life. So, Mark, what have you noticed about this week? I've seen some very interesting astrological cycles. What are you picking up?
Well, there's a lot of tension, that's for
mm-hmm.
sure. Yeah, and it's going to be that way for a couple of months, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where
the
do
main
you
thing
see
we're
that?
Feeling is, well, mm-hmm. the main thing is this big square between Uranus and Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
They're two very slow-moving planets that have very specific pieces to parts to play in our lives. One has to do with power, and the other has to do with freedom. And we're experiencing difficulties trying to work with the two of them. They
mm-hmm.
they're not cooperating. So
I agree, and notice with that tension, with that last level of that 3-year rebellion that will continue on down the line for quite a while. This week, Mercury and Venus have been are conjunct right now in Aquarius and opposed Jupiter, and which is Mercury and Venus in Aquarius, where you know there is unusual love for writers. Mercury and Venus in the global perspective, or unusually strong emotions, because that's a very strong emotional pattern. But I also see Mars conjunct Neptune, and they both square Saturn. And there's some real ideological arguments going on. We have that tension from that Uranus-Pluto square, bringing up the revolution and, you know, what do we need to do and how do we need to change. And this theoretical, philosophical exploration. Now, theoretical and philosophical and spiritual all sound lovely when it's our spirituality. When we see somebody else arguing and being willing to die or kill for theirs, suddenly those words don't, you know, this is a time when people are willing to die for their philosophy. And it's that tension. We can use it in the best of ways in our own lives. We can choose spiritual discipline because Saturn is going to be squaring Neptune on and off all year long for the next 9 months. And Mars conjunct Neptune can also melt and dissolve old anger, or it can be anger about Neptunian things, about spirituality, about oil. And we see Mars and Neptune conjunct square Saturn, and the oil prices have plummeted, which has been really an interesting use of that pattern. So it's been kind of interesting what's going on with it. I'm noticing that Mercury slowing down and getting ready to turn retrograde. In that pattern, that a lot of people are reporting feeling unusually spacey or having trouble remembering what they were doing or, you know, the details of something. Have you noticed any of that?
Not so much. Not so much that.
Mm-hmm,
I think
mm-hmm.
there's just overall what I'm noticing just more is this sense of tension, and everything is high stakes right now.
And,
you know, when things are high stakes, there's a kind of nervousness that goes with it that can make things, you know, seem like forgetfulness, but it's not necessarily the forgetfulness as much as kind of a just that high tension. It's hard to operate under that.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think people can best use that in their life, you know, to deal with that tension and find a productive way through?
I would say the first thing to do is notice when things seem like a crisis and they have to be dealt with, and that it's really important, and treat things as though they are really important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's actually not such a bad thing. It's just if we're looking for things not to have a lot of tension around them, then it's difficult. But if we can say, well, here's one of the things that's being cranked up, then let me treat it as though it is cranked up, and it'll get us to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things are sort of appearing to us that it's something we have to deal with, and it has to be done right. If you don't get it right, you really messed up. And you know, so just figure we're in a period of time where that's the case. And so treat everything as though it's important and it needs to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not going to be forever either this way. You know, but for right now, everything is important. It all has to be dealt with. So just do it. And in a lot of ways, it makes it easier once you sort of take that approach, because then you're not going to sort of let anything slide. You know, it's like next, next, next. And, you know, there's not a lot of rest and there's not a lot of play, but it makes a lot of things get done very effectively. Because there's no putting off. There's no, you know, well, let me see. You know, there's no halfway about stuff right now.
Right. And we will get some chance to go back and work on and fix what we've been doing as Mercury turns retrograde on January 22nd at 17 degrees of Aquarius and goes all the way back to... how far back does it go? Down to one Aquarius again before it turns direct on February 12th. But even though we get a chance to go back over it, everything we have done, there's such a definite statement being made now. It's not a time to rush into something without thinking it through, but it's also not time to dilly-dally. There's so much action happening in our lives, it's important to stay as close to on track to our true goals and what's really important to us as possible, and not get sidetracked by other people's tension, wherever possible.
Yeah, that's very true. Mm-hmm.
So we have many people on the line tonight, and I wanted to give out that number just to get started and see if we can take some calls. The guest call-in number is 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. And then you need to raise your hand, and they'll tell you how to ask to speak when we get on the line. So I'm going to start in, and if you've been on recently, we'll ask you to take a break and let somebody else get on. But... hello, 443, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi, my birthday is 10-18-1968.
Yes?
1:40 p.m.
Hold on just one. I'm sorry, I have to get that over again as I had a Mercury moment.
Okay.
It's 10-18-1968. 1968, yes? And
at 1:40 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
In Fort Worth, Texas.
And what's your question tonight?
I have been a musician and a singer for years, and I don't know what is going on, but I just have no desire, in fact, disdain for singing, and I don't know if it's just kind of a momentary thing I maybe need a break from, or if I'm being pushed to just kind of let it go and do something else.
The answer is yes. And which of those two is when I think only time will tell, but Pluto is sitting right on your ascendant. You have a 13 degrees Capricorn rising. Pluto has just come back over it, and Pluto's going to go back again and then come back over it a third time. Uranus is sitting there at the bottom of your chart, squaring your ascendant. And Pluto is trining your moon. So some of this may be some deep personal self-criticism and a pattern that runs on your mother's side of the family, because it's that trine to your moon-Mars conjunction in Virgo that you have kind of inhaled and inherited a very... an inner critic that's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you've got that interesting lineup, including your north node, in your third house of vocal expression. And you've got several asteroids and Saturn sitting there at 12 degrees. So Uranus is going back and forth over your job. I would say, yes, you need a break. But I would say the disdain probably comes... and from an impatience with part of you that thought this was, should have been all done by now. And that with the chart asks you to explore other parts of your work and then maybe circle back around and include singing. But it's, what else are you besides a singer?
Well, I'm also a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a stay-at-home mom. I used to be a professional singer. I haven't done that for a few years. So I've been doing a lot of writing and some singing and being a stay-at-home mom. And I feel like I may be done, yet I don't want to let it go if I'm not fully done. You know what I mean?
I would say that if you're done... the question is, what else are you? And what I see is the chart is really pushing you to explore yourself and explore the other dimensions. And that may give you the soul that refilled the well enough so that you want to bring it back to writing and singing.
Okay.
But with Pluto on the ascendant, it's a death of an old sense of persona and a rebirth of a new one. With Uranus sitting on Saturn in your third house, everything you thought you were supposed to do and all of the work that you thought you had as a singer, it's the clutch is in and it's shifting gears, and it's hard to tell what gear it's going into.
Yes.
And it would say, and then they move into squaring your Mercury next. So it's a highly experimental time. And I would say, you know, to take your beloved singer self and put it on the altar and not say, I'm not going to pick it up again or I disdain it, but just, I'm going to put it over here for now and ask, you know, spirit to hold it while I explore what else I am, what else I could do, what feeds me. And I know there's other sides to me that haven't been expressed because I've been so busy on being a mom and a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what other parts of my writing, what other parts of my personality, what are parts of my teaching, what else do I love to do? And begin to explore those sides. And then you'll find that when the singing's going to start knocking on you and go, hey, don't forget me, a little bit farther on down the line. But right now, it's like you need to really stretch yourself.
Okay.
So the cure for lazy eye is to close up the good eye So you're forced to use the lazy eye. And then once your lazy eye has its muscles developed, then you look out of both eyes again.
Okay.
Mark,
yeah, that's,
what do you
yeah,
see?
Yeah, that's I like what Heather was saying. I think that's all very much what you need to hear. The things that you discover by sort of playing around and trying other things are actually going to feed what it is you're pulling together later. So you're sort of, you know, it's kind of like you have two masts broken on the ship, you know. And it's a little hard to guide the thing, and there's a pretty big wind. And so you're going to end up sailing into waters that you didn't expect. But eventually you'll get on track and everything will come back into place. So,
okay.
You know, use this period for what it is, and don't figure that you have to have a definite definition for yourself right now. And sort of, you know, leave the resume aside and see where you go.
That's very helpful.
Frustrating and scary
as
that
is.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, great pleasure. Good luck on that. And it is stepping in. Pluto wants us to step into the unknown. But it wants us to come out of it feeling like that we have an answer for why we're alive. So keep exploring.
That would be nice. Okay.
Yes. You will have.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye. Hello, 212. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. September 1st, 1957. 12:03 p.m.
Okay. Hold on. 9/1/1957. 12:03 p.m. And where?
New York City, Manhattan. I called you guys like a year ago. For the last year, it's been so crazy financially. I mean. It's just not opening up. Like, I, too, am an artist. I'm a musician. I have a record out in Australia. I've been touring, but I'm telling you, when I say dead as a doornail, just a lot of connections, a lot of good networking, a lot of all that kind of stuff, but I just need, like, something. Like, what is going on?
It's
and
interesting
also,
that tonight with Mercury conjunct Venus, the artists are calling in.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that I have Saturn in Sag, right? So I don't know what that
means. Right, you do. You're heading into your second Saturn return.
Yeah.
And
so
it won't hit until next year solidly.
Yeah.
I just finished mine. You know, there's a great sense of arrival afterwards. But it does ask you to sort your process. And Saturn then moves into your second house. And that's often a financial reorganization time. But the good news is it's out of your 12th house, which it was for a nice long time.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it was like a hippie.
Right. And so there is something when Saturn comes to our second Saturn return. Mark, how was your second Saturn return? Or have you gone through it?
I have, yeah. And Well, I don't know. You have to answer another. It's like answering a whole new set of questions about who you are and how you're going to pull things together. So there's a reorganizing that goes on. I think for some people, there's not so much the reorganizing that goes on because they have things very much established and set. And so, like, if you have your pension all set up and you have your you know, your work definition, things are laid out.
If you're well Saturned.
Yeah, if you're well Saturned, then you just sort of proceed, you know. go straight ahead. But if
I feel
there
like
are things
the,
that are... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I feel like the best is yet to come. No, I'm definitely feeling like I haven't even gotten to the peak yet. And there's so many, like I've set up all the chess pieces. And now it just needs to... Well, in 2008, I was in this terrible... accident, so it like set me back for a while, and I had a brain injury, and I just put this record out, and then I was out for a year. So, but I came back.
Okay.
And all
wonderful.
The clients and all the people and all the, you know, the festivals and everything, they're still there. But it's just a matter of getting from point A to B financially. You know, like I need to know when that financial, like,
well, it looks like the result of the good hard work that you've been doing begins to come into place, that you take yourself seriously, that the world takes you seriously. That's one of the things I find about the Saturn return, was we have less energy after it. We have to really reduce things, like you may travel less and make sure that you line up your travel in a row so that it is less physically exhausting. But in the process, you feel like you really have arrived and you're the queen of your field. It's not about nurturing
that's
it, or it's not about starting something else. It's about, you know, I'm the one. I'm grooving in my work, and I'm not here to try to learn new things or even to experiment that much, but to do what I do well.
Yeah,
and
that's
can
definitely
continue
happening.
To explore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but a month, 2 months, weeks, like, does it look like there's a blockage or what?
Well, about 6 months ago, your progressed moon conjunct Pluto, and that probably in Capricorn, and may have left you feeling like there was nothing was happening and you were feeling lonely in the world and you might as well go eat worms, like working really hard but not showing anything from it.
Exactly.
In 11 months, your progressed moon moves into Aquarius, and you may feel more like the community is supporting you than it has for a while. And that your work, you know, are there places where you get to teach what you do or mentor people underneath you or grow young musicians with you?
Yeah, I'm talking about straight up work. Cause there's nothing else I do except I act also. But even in that union, it, you know, since I left it for music, it's been a little tight. I have to reestablish again. But I just want to know what the blockage is.
The blockages are shifting. I wouldn't say they're over. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, because a whole lot's going to happen with your actual Saturn return. And what happens with Saturn right now, it goes to 4 degrees of Sagittarius, just went into Sagittarius. It goes to 4 degrees, stops and backs up, and goes back into late Scorpio, finishes up some stuff there, and then comes forward again. So, and your Saturn is just a little beyond that 4 degrees. You know, you're at 6 degrees. And so you're kind of waiting until Saturn does this little retrograde thing and comes back again. And then that's when you get the actual return of Saturn to your Saturn. So,
Paul?
Heather, do you have that in front of you when Saturn will get to 6? Oh, is Heather
there? Hold on. Yes, I am. I'm just checking. And Saturn doesn't get there. It actually doesn't until the spring of 2016.
Okay, so
Saturn retrogrades.
Yeah, so there's kind of a, you're going to be in a little bit of a hiatus until then. But it's actually a good time to get all your ducks in a row, because when Saturn does come, it'll be great to be able to say, okay, I knew you were coming.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly.
And,
for a whole year, it'd be nothing?
Yeah.
No, it's you're continually laying, because Saturn retrogrades. I'm sorry, Saturn hits in next December, November, December.
Oh, okay.
Because it goes through back into Scorpio all summer long.
Right, exactly.
November, December 2015 or 16?
Right, 2015, it begins to fall into place. But, you know, I think that continuing to work with getting the structures in place, you know, just as the exciting energy afterwards is Pluto then begins to trine your Mars and Uranus opposes your Venus. And that's kind of creative excitement and people finding, you know, finding new friends and letting go of, you know, some interactions that aren't working for you, but some exciting new propositions, and more determination and more ambition, and feeling like that's being supported in you after this year. So,
what you really want to do between now and November, you know, really make decisions on what you want to be responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll have some choices. You know, you could take this on, take that on, and decide which ones you really want to do that'll last for the next many years, you know.
Right.
And let
I'm setting up a music business.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well, one of the things I was going to ask you, you know, and I mentioned before, you know, are you training up any young musicians? Because there's a producer-teacher in here that looks like begins to really make you money.
Well,
I'm working
on a documentary on the history of women in guitar.
I think that's going to do well.
And I've written it, and I'm pitching it, and I'm just still doing a lot of research on it. So it's it's something that has never been done before, with a lot of really great people behind it as well.
Wonderful.
Mm. Yeah,
that looks
good
to me. That really supports your 10th house. It supports the idea that you're working hard, but that hard work builds up your authority. I think it looks good.
That's great.
We're
going
to have
to say something's great.
Yeah, and just hang in there and keep, you know, you're putting in good foundations. Keep putting those foundations in and enjoy being at the head of your field.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much, both of
you.
Okay. I really appreciate it.
Good
you're
luck.
Welcome.
Take care.
All right, take care. Bye.
So it's time for us to close up. And we have a workshop coming up in March in New York City. We'll have the information on our Blog Talk Radio, and it's you can go to EventZilla and look for Ann Ortley or Mark Woltz or Heather Rowan Robbins, and we get to the workshop that we're teaching 2 days, March 7th and 8th, in New York City, an intensive on relationship astrology. And we'll be running two tracks in that, the advanced and the beginning intermediate. And you need to know some of the basics, like what is a planet, what's a house, what's an aspect, but then come on down.
Yeah,
and,
it's a lot of fun to look at relationships through astrology. There's a lot of information, and it's really helpful to be able to tell people what's
it
going
is
on
indeed.
With the relationship. Yep.
So wonderful. We'll say goodnight. This is Heather Rowan Robbins from Minnesota, and Mark?
Mark Woltz, New York City.
And we'll see you next week. Thank you. Have a
great,
wonderful week.
Bye now.